Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today's topic, people will always surprise you. But I think the longer you live, certainly the more people that you deal with, I think you will come to learn that don't be surprised by people surprising you. And I want to use a couple of examples here today. Obviously, you know, the passing of my daughter and so forth has been really difficult. And I think if you ever really want to see who your good friends are, go through something really challenging and drastic in your life. It could be, I see it happen when people go on a big body transformation, health transformation, and the physical appearance changes a lot. What people tell me about how people that they thought would step up and support them didn't, and in fact did the reverse. And those surprises that come along from people that have stepped up into that space where they're either a new acquaintance or somebody that was on the fringe and now they're, you know, they're really part of your inner circle. And I'm noticing that as well. I mean, it's only natural, I think, that when there is a tragedy, certainly with the death in a family, that people come from everywhere to express sorrow and so forth, and that's all lovely. But anyone that's ever lost anyone will tell you that the hard part can be in, you know, the couple of weeks after that, particularly after there's a funeral, memorial service, whatever you have, because everybody just disappears. And then you're left alone, and that's when it can be quiet and lonely and challenging. Now, for me personally, it's not like that, because of the way that I'm managing myself and so forth. Yes, there was a lot of attention in the weeks that followed, and even up to the memorial service, and then all the media attention, everything after that. And this week it's been quieter, even though there's an article coming out in the paper today. It's so far been quieter. And unless you are a really strong person, then that can be really difficult for you. But the other aspect of the people not being there, yeah, I'm not surprised that I'm surprised, but I'm going to say surprised by those people that I thought were in my inner circle that haven't been there, and those that have stepped up. And there's really been some surprises for me in there. And it's, again, just a reminder as to why you keep your inner circle really, really tight. And to get into that really tight inner circle, I mean, you're really talking about probably 10 years plus of knowing someone, friendship, and the, you know, the growth of that over that period of time. And I've had some people that I've known for probably seven years, that have surprised me by really stepping up. I thought, wow, I didn't expect that. That's really lovely. And yeah, those people that are in your circle, they're just always there. You know, they're just there. Doesn't matter what's going on. They're checking in on you. They're supporting you. They're, you know, a raving fan. You're looking at ways that you can work together, monetizing the relationship, doing all those sorts of things. And the broader that circle gets, the more you're going to have people let you down. It's just the nature of it. So I think the sooner that you realize that, the sooner you will not be disappointed, because people will continually disappoint you. But if you keep that circle tight, then you know that you've already got that trust within that circle. And so no one's going to let you down in that circle. I mean, it's not impossible, but it's unlikely because of the way that you've managed the relationship and the way that you manage yourself. So it's humans are just programmed to disappoint, I think. The more that you deal with them, the more that you realize that most people are just in this world for themselves. How can they get the most out of this for themselves? And most of the time it's to do with money. And if you think about it, like, what do you do with that money? Like, it's just paper, or it's not even paper, it's just a transaction that sits on a line electronically somewhere. And it's the perception of what you can do with that. It's like, oh, I'll go out and buy a fancy car. Well, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't want a fancy car. I just want to be able to get from where I am to where I want to get to in the car, safely, comfortably. Buying all the, you know, the toys and that kind of stuff, I'm not interested. It doesn't do anything for me. And yes, we need it to survive and be comfortable, but I think at the end of the day, if you're in this world to make a greater impact on others, then the money will come, but it also doesn't really matter to you because you're focusing on something greater than what the materialistic nature of money can do. Again, surrounding yourself with the right people, the right energy, helps you to be able to become even greater at doing those things, having a greater impact. The money just comes. If you start focusing on the money, then that's when you start to have problems. So they are my brief thoughts for the day as I was walking and thinking, yeah, it's curious just to observe what's been happening over the past couple of weeks for me, and who are those people that have stepped up. And I'll tell you, a reason why you will feel let down is because of the person that you are and what you're doing for other people. And then there's a part of you that would just expect that if you went through something that you were there to support somebody through, that they would be there for you in that same capacity. And often they are not. They are not. Why? Because they've just got different values and beliefs. And if that has happened to you, then that's just a reminder to say, maybe your circle's too big. And if that person was in your circle, they're now outside the circle and they don't get to come back in. It's as simple as that. Setting up those little rules for yourself so that you can, know that you're functioning each day, moving to, you know, expand your network, but slowly and carefully allowing people to come into your inner circle. That's why I don't have too many people in there. Probably only five people on the inner circle. That's it. So yeah, my thoughts for the day. If you want to connect with me, you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation there. I'd love to connect with you. It's a 30-minute consultation. It's free with me anywhere you are in the world. See you tomorrow.